This is Dumbericana with your hosts,
Benzie and Wilkes.
Thanks for tuning in. Hi, everybody. It's Wilkes and Benz. I know it's been a very long time. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Dumbericana is back and
We're back in action.
Well, we did have, I feel like we always say this, year has been a bit of a crazy year for both of us. And I feel like we get started and then life gets in the way, but this is something that we always return back to because we love you guys and we love doing this.
Yeah. No, I think it's just once the holiday season comes, I feel like everything just becomes really busy. Mm-hmm. And then with being pregnant, it's very hard to make time. Because I have a little bit of time, as you can see, I've been, like, in nesting mode.
Yes. If you guys could look around, she has the baby's clothes all washed and ready to go.
Yeah, washed and, like, organized by size, and then, like, the diaper caddy's ready.
The changing table's here, the bassinet's all ready. Set up.
Everything is, like, where it was just, like, now I don't have anything to do, and I'm just, like, repacking our diaper bags.
Like, what's the countdown? Where are we at now?
We're at 37 weeks. So I have, what, like two and a half weeks?
3 weeks tops?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
You know, we've been trying to figure out, because you always hear wives' tales, or you always hear, you know, from someone else who's had quote-unquote experience, and they're like, oh, when it's your first child, you go really early. But then you'll hear from someone else, no. First child, late. You always go late. So I don't think there's, like, an exact answer or science to that.
Yeah, and even our doctor, like, I say, like, is there anything I can do? And he's just like, no, walking a lot isn't going to make you have an easy late. Like, none of those things are really true. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just like, she'll come, she'll know when she wants to come.
Yeah.
And she'll just be a little surprised if she comes early or late.
Yeah. We're hoping, I think, for a January baby.
Yeah, I'm hoping so that she's full term completely. Right. I'm hoping she's at least, I'm secretly hoping for a little bit late, just so I feel like the holiday season is so hectic.
Mm-hmm.
And also I just want her to have her own, like, birthday. Like,
separate from holidays.
So yeah. I just, if she can make it to her due date or go over a couple of days, I wouldn't be upset.
I think that'd be ideal.
Yeah.
Because she's solid in January.
Yeah.
And you then, don't have to, like, Christmas Day.
Yeah. I know. And then have to, like, literally go bankrupt every Christmas season, you know?
Literally.
Because you have to, like, then you have to separate it. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, this is Christmas. And now this is your birthday gift.
Well, we have a cousin who was born December 26th. Mm-hmm. And her cousin was born, it's late December as well. And so their birthdays kind of get caught up in the holiday bustle. Yeah. And so, like, this person can't come to your party because they'll be out of town.
Right.
Or they can't really give you a great gift because
they just spent their whole money on Christmas. I have a cousin whose birthday is Christmas Eve.
Oh, man.
And so we would always, like, have a cake for him Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, have it, like, have our little cousin get together and then have Christmas. But it was always, like, a rip because it's literally Christmas Eve, you know.
And it's not like Thanksgiving that changes, which I have a friend whose birthday sometimes falls on Thanksgiving because of the date.
Mm-hmm.
But it's usually around. Well, my birthday, little story, my birthday is at the end of October.
Right.
So when we first moved to this country, my mom would bring cupcakes to my class. And Halloween is not something you celebrate in the DR.
Right.
So she would bring, and I think the first couple of memories of my birthday cupcakes were, like,
orange and spiders black.
She didn't really realize, you know, that they were ghost rings on the cake. And I'm like, oh, but I knew what Halloween was because I was in school. And I was like, what? And then my mom kind of was like, wait a second, I can't do this to my baby. And so she would, like, order ahead of time to make sure they were birthday
cupcakes.
It's
funny the things that you think about when, like, with the baby, we right away were like, oh my God, when can we put her in school?
What college should we start looking
at? In January, does she have to miss a year? Like, is she going to be able to start on time? I've been already looking at, like, preschools, and then, like, I'm sending the links to Leo, and then I'm like, am I, like, getting a little ahead of myself? I definitely am. This is like three, four years away. Some people would say no,
because if you're trying to take her to, like, a private, you know, preschool that has, like, waiting lists and all this crap stuff, then you want to make sure that, like, you have, you know, plenty of
time. All the credentials
time.
And all that stuff, so I'm just like, we're definitely getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, but
It's exciting.
It is.
It's just a part of your nesting.
Yeah.
So, folks, do you have a rumor? Because I have one.
We can start with yours.
Okay. So, there is a picture out there floating the internet, and it is Mariah Carey, which Mariah Carey lately has kind of had a bit of a bad rap.
I feel like she's always had the diva rap, right?
She has always had the diva rap. We've
always thought she was a diva. Mm-hmm. And now, after the whole breakup with her fiancé, mm-hmm. and she literally sued him for like $50 million or something crazy.
And she's still wearing his $10 million ring.
Girl.
So, I don't know. I feel like...
And now she's dating like a backup dancer or something.
Don't they always do that? Like, didn't Britney Spears do it?
J-Lo.
J-Lo do it. Madonna, I think.
J-Lo married one of her backup dancers.
Yeah, but that was the first marriage before she was really somebody.
Yeah.
So there's this picture of Mariah Carey, and she's, like, in the kitchen, and she's holding, like, a pie. She has, like, this white jumpsuit that laces all the way down the front. Like, it's mm-hmm. cut down, I wish I were exaggerating, down to her belly button.
Oh, wow.
And honestly, Mariah Carey used to be such a beautiful girl. I feel like she might have done quite a bit of surgery lately. She did a lot. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she's trying very hard to stay youthful looking, and it's a little bit, like, saddening, because I'm like... You're not aging gracefully, and I don't mean it's how you look. I just mean it's the fact that you're not really accepting your age very gracefully. Somehow, Jennifer Lopez looks younger than what
she is. She's found the fountain of youth, I feel like. She's the exception to...
Between her and Sofia Vergara, I'm like, I don't know how what you guys are doing. I don't even know.
All of them, I'm just... Latinas, we have hope.
But I will say, Mariah Carey, she kind of in this picture looks like she's trying too much. You can literally just Google Mariah Carey Photoshop fail, and you'll see she's wearing like ripped jeans and a white.
So what is she? What is
bodysuit? Essentially, it's that she photoshopped. You can tell because the cabinet is curving on her leg, and like one arm has like this bulbous kind of shoulder situation going on. And it just goes to show a couple of things. Like, first, my first thought was, oh my gosh, Mariah Carey, just get over yourself, accept who you are, stop trying to look and act younger than you are. But then I stopped and I thought, and I'm like, I can't even begin to imagine the kind of unbelievable pressure she's under. Because if she doesn't Photoshop it, then she gets slammed by some judgmental people of, oh man, she's gained weight, and look how horrible this breakup is treating her. Because, I mean, maybe, again, it's the feminist inside of me, but I'm like, women always get the bad end of the deal when it comes to these things.
It's the unrealistic expectations that women have. Like, everybody photoshops. I feel like even, it's the same when we took those waist trainers and how, or the, now I was reading something about, like, the no bump pregnancy. Like how Kate Middleton was pregnant, but it was like you could barely tell because she was so thin. And so it's like how celebrities have been able to have the no bump kind of like have a very small frame and not really gain a lot of weight. And it's making, you know, regular layman people like try to aspire to have the same kind of pregnancies where it's just like, no, just try to be healthy. Don't feel like you need to bounce back too right away. It's like unrealistic goals. So her photoshopping herself, I'm not surprised. She's not the first. She won't be the last. But
I think part of it was that it was such a bad Photoshop fail. Yeah. Like her arm looks like she's been lifting weights. You know? But also it's just, again, the pressure that she's under. And honestly, can we expect any different when we're used to seeing celebrities in their best light? Because magazines tailor everything, even down to, you know, like you said, waist trainers and so forth. So that was my only rumor. I feel like Christmas time, Mariah Carey always comes right back into the picture.
Oh, because her song is like the most popular Christmas song ever, right?
Like, if you look at the YouTube stats of that song, you see like it peaks right and then now. It drops like January 1st. Yeah. So, but it's a great song. I know there have been some remakes, but none of them to me compare.
No.
Maybe Michael Bublé's. I liked his quite a bit.
Yeah, no, Mariah's is just really fun.
Yeah, it's a cute song.
To sing and to have playing. Although, like, the radio stations that play Christmas songs all the time, it's great for, like, the first hour. And then it just feels like it's a constant loop. It's the same song over again, you know?
Well, if you guys want different music, look up the She and Him library or She and Him playlist on Spotify. They, like, picked a whole bunch of their favorite songs, and it's really, like, obscure music that you're like, oh, good. You know, I didn't remember this one.
It does get old a little bit, and then the fact that it's on for a whole month.
Oh my god. And we're all like, Christmas, Christmas! And then, like,
by the 23rd, like, oh my god, when is it gonna be the 26th already? Right? Mm-hmm. But, no, so I guess maybe we could use this episode as of a little bit of a catch up.
Yes.
With all the stuff we've been up to, because we've been busy.
We have been very busy, individually and together.
Yeah.
One of our first, speaking of together, we had planned this several months ago. We went to New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Wilkes had a baby shower here thrown by our family here in Florida.
Right.
And then she had one also in New Jersey thrown by her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And so she, at this point, was already in her third trimester. And it was for Thanksgiving weekend. And I was like, you know what, let me just go up and drive with you guys. So we had a little road trip.
Yep. So we drove to Jersey. It was very much a journey.
Oh my gosh. It usually only takes about 16 to 18 hours.
Yeah.
But with holiday traffic and...
Yep. We got the most... We did really... I think we did well with leaving so early, because we left like around 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got in a cleared all the really busy states early. Mm-hmm. Like we cleared Georgia early. But by the time we got to Washington, which is usually the busiest and the most traffic, is mm-hmm. where it was really bad.
Yeah, right around Virginia-ish or so.
Mm-hmm. And so...
Mm-hmm. Well, we did have a stop at Wilkes' friend's house
in
Washington, D.C., which was a huge help
because
we were sitting in the car and going stir crazy.
Yeah, and it broke up the trip where it felt like, oh, okay, it's just 4 hours left to get home.
Yeah, it was like a nice little stretch that was doable. It didn't feel impossible.
It didn't feel like, oh, and now we have to another drive 4 hours. It was just like we ate, we stretched.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, oh, 4 hours, whatever, that's fine. We'll get there quick.
Yeah, we just did another 20.
Yeah.
It took us a full almost 24 hours to get there.
And that's because of me. I had to use the bathroom a lot.
But here's a plan. If you're planning on traveling during the holidays, and I get not everybody gets this luxury, but we left on Tuesday very late in the night, early Wednesday morning, so we didn't have to be there. We didn't have a timeline.
No.
We could have gotten there Thursday if we wanted to.
Been fine, yeah.
So that really took off a lot of pressure from like, oh my gosh, we have to be there, we have to go.
Yeah.
It was just, when we get there, we get there.
Coming back, though, we made really good time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the time that we left was good as well. We left right around 7 or
mm-hmm.
8.
And
we
were here by like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, it was a little bit later. It was like 3. It was like 2:30 or 3. Mm-hmm. But it's not even...
That's still not bad.
Yeah, it doesn't compare to our way up.
No.
At all.
I think coming back, I was already restless. Like, I was just uncomfortable. And it was like, I even took a shift driving. I was like, no, we're not stopping. We're going.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I was...
We are driving.
I didn't know about Wilkes. Her husband and I did the first trip just between the two of us, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, so Wilkes probably didn't have to drive when she lived up north because she took transportation everywhere. So I'm thinking she just recently got her license because she would say, oh, you know, he's teaching me how to drive his car. And I'm like, okay, she just learned. And that's why we don't want her to drive. Come to find out, she's been driving for a decade.
I've been driving forever.
She just had to learn how to drive stick.
A stick shift is what he was teaching me. And so when Benzie's like, wait, you know how to drive? I'm like, what the heck? Yes, I have my license.
Him and I were struggling. Like, oh my God, I can't make it. I'm so tired. And she's like, you guys, I can drive. And I'm like, are you sure? And that's when I kind of like found out she actually drives.
Like, yes. So I took the shift, and it made it really well.
Yeah, I slept so good at that shift. I woke up, I was like, oh, thank the Lord.
It was something we needed, where it was like, it cut our trip, you know, by a lot. Yeah. So that was good. But Jersey was great. Mm-hmm. It was like good weather, too.
I was expecting it to
snow, but it was really like, you know, nice fall weather. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, awesome. Thanksgiving is really one of my favorite.
It's like the kickoff to the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
And you say people always skip over it.
Yeah, I think people just kind of just rush over it because people start decorating for Christmas and it's not even Thanksgiving yet.
I know a girl who decorates on Halloween. She decorates Christmas decorations.
That's crazy to me.
And I'm like, what? I'll be sick of my tree. That's like half the year with your tree up.
It's like, what are you doing?
And then she keeps it up through January. I'm like, what is happening? Like,
it's too much, you know? We usually set up our tree after, like the day, that weekend after. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving. Did you do any Black Friday shopping?
I did not. We were up north. My cousins and I, we were like, are we gonna go? Are we not? And I ended up deciding that I just wasn't going to go. Because, I mean, I wasn't with my immediate family. I was with my extended family. And I was like, let me just rest.
It would have been great. It was a vacation. Jersey doesn't have any tax.
Yes, this is true. But then, I, you know, another thing that I was thinking about was we were already pretty tight with all your gifts. So I'm like, good thing we didn't buy anything because we would not have made it back.
Yeah, no.
But we did go to the mall in the afternoon on Friday after Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. And it was still pretty, you know, pretty packed. But we happened to have gotten there right when they're like, oh, the deal's closed all at 1 and it's 1:15. And you're like, oh, Christ. But it still was very fun, a great trip. And I'm very glad that I went and saw my family there. Mm-hmm. So, another thing that that you guys have been doing aside from baby prepping.
So, we've been also, taking advantage of all the free things that are offered for moms-to-be. So, any moms-to-be that listen to this, please take advantage of Babies R Us and all their classes. We took, like, a breastfeeding class. Mm-hmm. We took a diaper class where you asked like why we have three diaper bags, because I originally bought myself a really girly diaper bag, so it's pink and really frou-frou-y, and then I got Leo like a nice gray book bag kind of dad bag.
Mm-hmm. It's actually very nice and they kind of match.
Yeah, and they have like the same style, but mm-hmm. his is more like manly, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Babies R Us to this diaper scavenger hunt is what it was. Mm-hmm. But then we and like Leo and I and then this other lady was doing it. So since only two of us went, they gave us both the grand prize. So it's like a diaper bag that was stocked. They had like diapers, wipes, onesies. I have to wash these.
Yeah.
It had a whole bunch of stuff like diaper cream, body wash, what? Samples of every. And I'm just like, what? Thank God no one came because they were like, here you go.
They could have just ignored and said, you know what, we're not going to do it at all.
Yeah.
And wait till there's more people. But they're like, here, just
take it. But they're like, just take it. It's just two of you. So. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So then there was that. And
what are you doing with the extra bag?
That'll be, like, for our moms, like, for the grandmas, okay. I think.
The one that you leave at the house?
Yeah, so, like, that's when they'll take her out, or, like, when, if she has to go to visit someone out, you mm-hmm. know, like, if we have to leave her somewhere mm-hmm. with someone, we'll take that one.
Okay, it's super cute.
Yeah,
it's actually a perfect mix of this one, because it's pink and gray.
Yeah, it's pink and gray. And they asked us, because the lady was like, well, what are you guys having? And I said, oh, girl. And they had a blue diaper bag set up.
Mm-hmm.
So then she comes back with, like, the pink one. And she's like, well, here you go. And I'm just like, what? Okay, thank you.
That's awesome. You guys have gotten quite a few things, too.
Yeah, so we did that. And then what else have we been doing? No, the classes at Babies R Us, definitely take advantage of them. We did our hospital tour.
I was going to say, have you guys already checked out the
hospital? So we went to Winnie Palmer and, like, toured it. And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
That place is awesome.
And that wasn't your original hospital.
No, I was going to do Florida Hospital. Mm-hmm. And then my doctor prefers Winnie.
Yeah, Winnie is probably going to, a lot of my friends have had their babies at mm-hmm. Winnie Palmer. Celebration actually is a Florida hospital.
Yeah.
But Celebration is very, very good too. That's where my nephew was born and I loved it. So I know there's one in Altamont. The good thing about the one in Altamont is that you get to have like, it's like part hospital, part midwife kind of situation.
Oh,
so you
okay.
can be in the hospital, but there'll be a midwife with you. And you get to choose if you want to breastfeed. And they don't force these things on you. So it's very, like, holistic.
Although Winnie Palmer is really good because when we went, I had, like, you know, you try to talk about your birth plan, which is a good thing to do, moms-to-be. Like, start thinking about your birth plan and what you want and all your preferences and stuff. So they really encourage breastfeeding at Winnie.
Mm-hmm.
Skin to skin and all that stuff. So I'm really excited. I liked it a lot.
That's
so
awesome.
That was good. And then we have like another class coming up, a baby care basics. But no, so now we're just ready. We're taking classes and we're just like all set to go. I packed the bag already.
We were saying the bassinet's ready to go.
Yeah, all that's ready. So.
She could come today and you guys are good. Hopefully she doesn't. Hopefully she stays cooking.
No, I like stare. Like, we installed the car seat.
Yeah, that got me a little emotional. I saw, she sent me a snap of, like, her husband, who's my first cousin, who I grew up with. setting up the car seat. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's having a baby. Like, yeah. I know, but, like, not until she's here.
I know.
And so I was speaking with your sister-in-law, and she's like, oh my god, I started getting teared up in the hospital thinking about the baby. And I was like, what? Not in the hospital, in the airport. She went on a trip, and she's like, I was just thinking about her, and I started getting teared up. I'm like, oh, that's sweet. When you have a niece or nephew, if you guys don't already, they're the closest thing to a child before you have your own, and you love them like crazy. And I was like, get ready to just be obsessed with her, because you're going to love her more than anybody.
It's true. Yeah. So, we're really excited. But, so, awesome. I know we talked about Thanksgiving, which is the kickoff of the holiday season, which is great. For our topic today, which is all our holiday frustrations.
Yes. Now, holidays obviously is everyone's favorite time of the year. Or not everyone. I'm sure there are some people who probably get...
little Scrooges.
You know, or what have you. But, you know, it gets so exciting and the weather changes and you just look forward to all the events. But doesn't mean that it doesn't come without its fair share of problems.
Yeah.
So, Wilkes, kick us off. What are one of your major holiday frustrations?
I think one of my most... Well, actually, I haven't... had to deal with it so much until I like married into your family because your family's so big.
Yeah.
Where one of my frustrations, it's like having too many places to be.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's very overwhelming a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so it's more of a overwhelming feeling than a frustration, I think. It's just, you have to be here. Oh no, but you have to be here. If you don't go, you know, these people live close together. So, if you stop by this house and you don't go to this house, oh my God, they're going to say something.
They're going to drive by and see you.
Yeah, you know, so it's very one of those things where you have to manage family feelings a lot.
You have to manage feelings. And also, like, you want to spend time with everyone.
Of course.
You know, and so... For Thanksgiving, for instance, like, that was the first holiday, real holiday, that I was not with, like, my actual family. Not that I was not, I mean, it was with my extended family, not my immediate family. And even they were kind of stressing out, like, we have to go to grandma's, but we want to do something just us.
Yeah.
Rather than with everyone. And I'm like, I'm not going to be there regardless. So, but, yeah, it's definitely, like, you want to see everyone, and people sometimes have their trips and so forth. Yeah,
and also living in Florida where it's, like, kind of, it's so transient where a lot of people visit, and I think the majority of family want to visit during the holidays. So it's like the added pressure of all these people are coming on vacation, but yeah, we might have Christmas Day off, but we don't have the rest of the week off, right? Yeah, so it's like, okay, now we've got to deal with all these people are on vacation, but we're not on vacation. So what are they going to do? You're thinking, oh my God, what are we going to leave them doing all day while we're at work? Yeah. They're going to get bored.
Should I leave them a car?
Should I leave them? Should I drive? What do I do? Should I take off? Oh my goodness.
Well, lucky for me, I actually do have the whole week.
Oh, you have the whole week off?
Yeah. So it worked out very well with my job for that reason. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it definitely is very joyous time, spending time with your family, but trying to make sure that you're not hurting people's feelings or being the talk of the town for not having showed up, you know.
And I feel like we're going to be very much the talk of the town this year because I'm already, like, I went to Lael's office party and it was just like a small group of like 30 people max. And it was so like overwhelming for me.
What was it? That they were, like, approaching you about the baby
It was
much,
just, like, yeah, like, I don't mind people touching my stomach. It just, it's a lot when it's a lot of people and when they're, like, drunk and, you know, and I have to always be at the bathroom. So, it's, like, I had to get around the dance floor and it was, like, I was very nervous about that because, you know, people, I'm not going to be, like, oh, my God. Don't be drunk, right? Like, so I'm just, like, trying to protect my belly and, like, walk to, you know, sidewalk to the bathroom. And it's just, like, one of those things where I'm just, like, oh, gosh, this is too much. It's too much stress for me. And so I already, you know, and I don't want to be far away because our due day is, like, up in the air, like we're talking about. And
yeah, she can come any day.
I don't want to be too far. I don't want to be in a place where there's, like, no cell service, you know. I'm just like, let's just stay home and be relaxed. Get some extra snoozes in, you know, before the baby comes.
Yeah, for sure.
But, no, so that's definitely one of my big holiday overwhelming. I won't say frustrations because family's never frustrating. Well, they are, but
the best ways. Well, you know, you said you don't really have to you didn't have to deal with it too much until you got married. One of the things that I feel like I don't have to deal with too much anymore because of technology is shopping. That's true. Become such a headache in the past few years because I have my two nephews and then, you know, my family. And if I want to get something for my girlfriends and, you know, at work, I like to get, you know, chocolates and cards and stuff. And so that really is not like a huge deal. But this year, I'm in charge of buying my dad his big gift, and we try to alternate, and I'm like, you know what, I'll do it this year. And trying to get everybody's opinion, trying to get his opinion, and I'm just like, oh my gosh. And today, I left work really early, and I was like, okay, I can go to the mall. I went to like a little plaza where there's a Ross, and parking was awful. And I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot go to any of the malls right now, because I will just, you know, want to just leave. I'll have a panic attack and leave. Yeah. And the best thing I did was accidentally purchase Amazon Prime last February.
Oh my God, that's true.
It was accidentally. Yeah, and I was trying to get like the free, and they're like, hey, sign up for free. So I was like, oh good, they forgot that I did it, so let me do it. That's how they get you.
Yeah, I've done that so many times with like your free trial with like Showtime or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like Lil text me like, did you sign up for Showtime? And I was like, for free? Wait, they charged us?
Yeah, but because you've already used it once, they just charge you.
And he's like, it's okay. They charged you the second month. And I was like, oh my God, I completely forgot.
So I purchased it in February and I was like, okay, even if we have to buy dish soap, we're buying it on Amazon. But it's been such a lifesaver. My sister and I,
Amazon is awesome.
Oh my gosh. I didn't realize I would use it so much, but my oldest sister's like, hey, the boys want this, this, and that. And I'm like, really? Cyber Monday? Ta-da-da. And I got all of their birthday and Christmas gifts. And then I know I have to get something for my dad, but I can literally just like, which one do you like of these two? This one, great, purchase, it'll be in the mail.
Amazon is so great because it's so cheap. It's like maybe $5-6 cheaper because, and also words to the wise for moms to be, Babies R Us price matches.
From Amazon?
From Amazon,
that's
too.
That's crazy.
So I've saved so much money. Like, I'll find something on my registry and, like, find it on Amazon and then, like, put it in my Amazon cart and then go to Babies R Us. And it's, like, I've gotten things that are, like, $30 cheaper.
That's crazy.
And they have to do it because they price match everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it has to be the same type?
It has to be the same thing. Okay. And it can't be like a third-party seller. But most things are sold by Amazon.
Yeah. I just filter it by Prime. And I'm like, I'm not paying.
Yeah, so if it's Prime. And then I say, like, we're Prime members, so they'll count it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no, I love Amazon. It's
I think
true.
My sister's going to accidentally purchase it again in February because I cannot calculate out and say that it's absolutely, you know, paid for itself necessarily. But it's that the reason I'm not a rich person is because I pay for convenience.
Yeah.
I pay to have tolls so I don't have to sit in traffic, and I pay for Amazon Prime so I don't have to go to the store. I will say I do kind of miss the excitement of going to the malls and seeing Christmassy things.
Yeah, that's true. But I think a frustration for me for the mall is like when you, I don't know if this ever happens to you, but like when I want to go and buy stuff and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to buy stuff today. And I go to the mall and I find nothing.
For me, it's that I always think there might be something better. I'm very indecisive.
Oh, what is that commercial?
Is it FOBO?
Yeah, we have better options.
Yeah, we have better options. And so, like, I go intending, like, for instance, there was this perfume from L'Occitane that I loved. And I went, we were just walking around. I'm like, oh, let me smell this. And I fell in love. I'm like, this is everything I've ever looked for in a perfume. And then I was like, I can't get it right now. I came to buy, like, my nephew or somebody a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And then I literally drove after work to the mall to get that specific perfume. And I went, I spritzed it on, and I didn't purchase it. And I'm like, I'll just get it online. And then I had it in my shopping cart, and I removed it. And I don't understand why I do that. But it's just like, I have a lot of perfume already.
Oh.
Maybe I don't need it right now. I'll just come back for it or whatever, you know. But it's just that always happens.
I'm the queen of that. Lil makes fun of me because, like, I'll fill a cart up. And then, like, as we get closer to the checkout, like, I'm like, I don't really need this.
That's how I feel about the dollar store.
I don't really need that. No, I don't need this. And then I end up with, like, one thing. And then I'm like, the line is too long. And I'm like, I'm not going to wait this long line for this one thing. Let's just go.
That's just your cardio for the week.
He's like, you always do this. You never buy anything. I'm just like, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Oh my god.
Although I did go a little crazy for on Cyber Monday for the baby, because it was like a crazy sale on Carter's.
Carter's.com. Really,
it was like 60, pretty much like 70% off, because it was like 50%. No, it was like 50% off, and then an extra 25% off if you use like this coupon code. Because I always go to RetailMeNot.com, and I always find like a different coupon code. And it was just like, what? We got things for like $4.
Yeah, that's like, amazing. You don't even get that at like the discount stores.
No, so. I was like, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. So we got a bunch of stuff. I got like things through like 2T.
Yeah, she has like items that she's going to be using when she's walking.
So I'm just like, all right, we've got her set for a couple, for at least a year.
Mm-hmm. I think she's going to be fine.
Yeah. But no, definitely online is the way to go.
Yeah, for sure. So that's really cut down on some of my frustrations. Now, another, do you have any other frustrations here?
I think one that we can share is the, like, when our closer cousins, like, the cousins who've moved away now, like, who used to live here and now, you know, went to work somewhere else or, like, go to school somewhere else, and we all get together and we just try to plan something, but we can't ever figure out what to do.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, it's so hard. To make plans. Why is it so hard to make group plans? I don't know.
I think it goes back. I mean, you mean in general or for the holidays?
In general, too. And for the holidays, especially. I can understand because they have to split. They haven't seen their parents. Mm-hmm. They haven't seen their, you know, ex, you know, aunts and uncles and stuff like that. But it's just like, you want to have fun and we miss you, too. We're important, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think part of why group plans are hard is because I had a friend who told me something and I was very offended by it years ago. And now I'm like, I can kind of understand you now. And he says, I don't like to commit to anything. And probably it's FOBO as well.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I don't like to commit to anything that far out because I don't want to have to say no after I've said yes. And I was like, well, true. If you say yes, then just stick with it. But you can't really say that it's for hard. Everything, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for instance, this weekend is my company Christmas party, which I don't like to miss. So I might have been like, yeah, sure, I'll go to your birthday dinner. As bad as it sounds, I'm not going to miss my company Christmas party for someone's birthday dinner when I can just send them a gift and say, I'll take you out tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
So I can kind of see that being one of the options, you know, one of the reasons, rather. Finances, I'm sure, are another one. But.
It's just mostly like, no, what do you want to do? I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know.
And so you end up sitting at someone's house watching
like,
TV.
all right, well, what are we going to do? And then at the last minute, it's like someone doesn't ever step up and just say, let's do this at this time, meet here, let's go.
Yeah.
Right? But that's what I think it's funny about the thing. And you want to be with everyone, but then you still want to preserve. Especially Lil and I, that we've kind of started our own Christmas tradition, so we just want to, it's like a frustrating thing too, where you want to be with everyone, but then you still also want to have your own thing, you know what I mean? Like Christmas Day, we like to go to the movies on Christmas Day, like Christmas morning, afternoon. And so, but like Christmas afternoon, everyone wants to go and meet somewhere else. And we're just like, no, we'll meet you guys there after the movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one example. But
another one, and I'm going to sound like a huge Grinch when I say this, but Secret Santas. Mm-hmm. I don't dislike Secret Santas. I love them and I've participated in a few of them. But this year we did one with my coworkers.
Okay.
And
did you get a sucky gift?
No, I didn't get a sucky gift, but the person who gifted to me gave me a gift card.
Okay.
But she also received a gift card. So I'm like, this is really balanced.
Yeah.
This happened in her case, and then because she gave me a gift card, we had a certain limit, so she gave it to me up to the limit, and I purchased a gift for someone up to the limit.
Right.
So it's essentially like she paid for me who paid for this person, kind of. Yeah. I don't know. So it's more about the gesture more than anything.
Yeah.
And Christmas used to be about, like, getting something really cool, but now even when you purchase for your family, it's almost like, can we just not do it?
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah, no. Christmas gifts, the Secret Santa's, the one I don't like is the white elephant. The one that's just, like, that you can get something really, like,
Yeah.
And then you actually gave something really good. Yeah. And you just like...
If you go with people who are big clownsters, then that's when you feel like it's a waste.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so Secret Santas, I've never gotten like a bad Secret Santa. Mostly because they kind of stick to like my wish list or mm-hmm. like they follow that mm-hmm. stuff. But I don't know. But well, it's true. Some people do get like the short end of the stick with the Secret Santas.
They get the short end of the stick or like it just balances out so evenly that it's mostly just you should have just purchased this for yourself. Yeah, you know? There you go.
And so, it's mostly gift cards. I feel like, guys, come on.
Yeah,
you like can when try we had, to think about what to get people.
When gift we had our gift, like, our gift exchange, we specifically stated no gift card. But then you also feel like people say, hey, anywhere between, if you put the price range too high, there's a disparity in the gifts.
Yeah.
So somebody is giving a wonderful gift and someone else is getting a gift on the low end of that spectrum. Right. So you have to be very specific with the, you know, how much you're going to spend. And it can't, at least for like our family, my immediate family, we do a Secret Santa so we don't have to buy somebody, everybody something.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially what we do is... we make our wish list, which this year we used Elfster.
Yeah, I love Elfster.
Elfster's really cool because you can add your wish list on there. Mm-hmm. And also, like, it can randomly select and you can say, like, okay, I don't want, for instance, Wilkes and Leo to have one another because you guys are married. So you can, like, put certain restrictions, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially the point is, okay, if someone's getting you something that you probably would not have purchased for yourself, but you really wanted. So we have certain regulations like, hey, if it was a pair of shoes and they are worth 50 but only came out to 25, then you have another $25 to spend. Get that person something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of how I see it, but I don't know. People might not agree with me with that.
I mean, I guess it depends if you wanna, if your limit is up to or if it's your minimum, mm-hmm. right? Like, 25 minimum, so you don't pop up with a $5 gift card to mm-hmm. Dunkin', you know?
But then maximums also matter, because you mm-hmm. don't want 25 minimum, and someone's like, I'm going to be super generous and get you a $100 bottle of wine or something crazy, you know?
But I mean, at that point, that's up to you. And yeah, you're pretty generous there. You know, you love that Secret Santa you have there. So that's on you, I think. But mm-hmm. holidays, it's a fun time, and it's an easy time to get lost in the materialistic things, of, you know, aspects of it, but I guess it's always important to remember that you get to spend time with people you probably don't see on the regular,
mm-hmm.
and everyone's just together. I think everyone gets a little happier during this time. That's why I like this time where, you know, you go out and people still say happy holidays for mm-hmm. a little while, you know, and then after New Year's, it's just like...
That's exactly my last frustration is the after holiday blues, mm-hmm. and you try to extend the party as much as you can, but even January 1st is kind of sad.
Like yeah, New you're Year's already Day. Like getting ready to go back to work,
especially this year because January 1st is on a Sunday.
Yeah,
I'm just like ugh, I got a whole.
The good thing is that they observe it on Monday.
Not for me.
Oh no.
Oh wait, no. They do.
Yeah, it gets so observed on Monday, so. At least, you know, we get a little long weekend out of it.
Yeah, you do get a long weekend out of it, which is nice. And so, in our case, I would just, we take the, I think that's a sad part, taking down the Christmas tree.
Yeah, it's like we said last, on our first episode, where January is like the Monday of the year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh man, can we go back to Friday? Right? Like, let's go back to Halloween and mm-hmm. start all over again. But Valentine's Day to me is like not a real thing. Yeah, it's a Hallmark holiday.
I mean, people can make that same argument for Christmas, I think, but Christmas is more special.
Yeah, I mean, Christmas has the whole magic of Christmas, right? Like, and the whole religious aspect of it, but Valentine's Day is, I don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then after Valentine's Day,
President's Day,
woo,
St. Patrick's Day. Yeah,
President's Day is my favorite.
Every season of the year has its good things because spring comes along, and you're probably trying to get through those resolutions. Yeah. Which, if you listen to our first episode, we talk about it.
Yeah,
and then summer months is fun, vacations.
And in those episodes, you'll have a little baby crying in the
background.
In the background, so it'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Maybe this January won't be the Monday of the year. It'll be like. The Sunday.
Sunday is your favorite day.
And Sunday is my favorite day.
Hopefully by the next episode, we are closer to the baby coming.
Yeah.
And also, hopefully I get to know this child's name soon. She's kept it from all of us.
We've kept it a secret, but I think it's mostly, I think people think we're doing it to them, which is funny. Like, our parents are just like, my mom is kind of like, she would press me in the beginning, and now she's kind of like, all right, she's like resolved to be like, okay, well, I'll get it when you announce it. But other people are just like, so what's the name?
Mm-hmm. I think that's the first question everybody asks, because it's not necessarily super common for people to like keep the name a bit of a secret at the beginning.
Yeah.
But it makes sense. You want to keep something for yourself.
Yeah, it's nice.
Because pregnancies can be a little public sometimes.
Yeah, it's been nice to have that for ourselves, mm-hmm. and to like call her by her name when we talk about her in like private, you know.
And now I know. I'm gonna try to slip you guys
up. So we do talk about her, and it's nice to like talk to her with her name. But then we'll just say, you know, we have a couple options, and people don't press after that. But
I think because they pick up your tone.
Yeah.
Then I'd be like, so what are they? They're just gonna get like, okay,
just so be like, all right, no one wants. They don't want to say. So that's been nice. People do get a little like pressing with babies. I have noticed that.
Yeah. I think it's the excitement, and this whole new person is coming into this world, and if you care about that couple or the person who's pregnant, then you want to share in that with them.
Mm-hmm.
But it can kind of be overstepping certain boundaries, because this is very, it's a very personal thing that we've made public, you know?
Right.
We've made it into a public kind of event for everyone to ask questions. I think it comes off rude if you don't ask questions.
It's true.
Like, if you're like, hello, I'm pregnant.
Anything, like, if they don't, I'm just like, all right, geez, don't even acknowledge or anything. Or anything.
You can never be happy. Because, like, don't ask me so many questions.
Don't touch my stomach. Well, oh, my God, she didn't touch my stomach.
Do you hate babies?
So that'll be fun. To be pregnant during the holidays, I'm sure it'll be its own
little adventure there.
Amount of stress on its own.
Well, hopefully everything works out so that she's born in January and she gets to actually be old enough for her first Christmas.
Yeah.
My nephew was 10 days old on his first Christmas. And so he's like, we could barely find like my first Christmas outfits for him because he was so tiny, tiny. And he was just like a little bump on a log.
Yeah,
so his second Christmas was really fun because he was very excited.
And he was ready for it. My nephew, for his first Christmas, was a month old.
Aww. He was a Thanksgiving baby.
He was a Thanksgiving baby, turkey.
Yeah.
And then my niece, she was old. She was already 6 months.
Okay, that's a fun age.
Yeah,
that's a fun
age. She got, like, legitimate gifts. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, when they're still 10 days old, what do you get them, baby wipes?
Right? I had to get it for my sister. It was more for her than for him.
Onesies and baby wipes.
I got, like, a little teething ring or something. I don't know. Things you couldn't use right away.
Yeah.
But she's going to be old enough that she'll be fun to buy stuff for.
Yeah. She'll be almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I hope we were fun to listen to. I know it's been a long time. I feel like we're like kind of
we're dusting off a little bit
of the podcast.
Yeah, but you know, it's something that we still very much love to do, and thank you for sticking around with us. We know the holidays can be a little frustrating, but just remember the important part is to be with the ones you love.
Definitely.
And you know, Cindy Lou Who said it best, you know, in The Grinch, that it's not about gifts, it's about something more. So in trying to make your family happy, just know that they want you more than they want things. So
right.
I would say once we can set those things aside and find ways around it, such as Amazon Prime.
Yep.
Then those frustrations don't have to take over your life.
It's true. Awesome. Amazon is a lifesaver.
Yeah. So do you have any dumb moments for this?
My dumb moment would be that it would be maybe just really think about what, even when you're frustrated, and just think about, okay, it's just for this week, and try to find the good in whatever you're doing. If you're with a lot of family and it gets overwhelming, trust me, I know, but it's something where it doesn't happen all the time, And then during the year, you're always texting or calling, like, oh my God, I miss them. And but when you have time with them, you don't really appreciate it. So just appreciate when you're all together and just try to make the most of it. And it's okay to be, like, at a place for an hour and then go to another family's house for another hour. You know, just bask in the togetherness.
I would say, on a more practical perspective, is just what I said. You know, find alternatives for the things that you know stress you out. You don't have to have home-baked everything. You know, if you want to go and get it store-bought, make your life a little easier.
Publix.
You know, like, if you do have guests who are staying with you and you have to work, you know, lend them the car or, you know, leave some movies at the house or what have you, or tell them about some local transportation and what they can do to, do in the meantime. And just, you know, try to find some alternatives to trying to be, you know, Mrs. Homemaker or Betty Crocker or, you know, the perfect wife, husband, mother, father, son, child that you can be, and do what makes you get through that day.
Definitely.
So, same goes for, like, pleasing other people at your own peace, the expense of your own peace.
You know?
So just, you know, make yourself happy and keep those around you that you love the most content. And I think that that'll shape up to be a wonderful holiday season. Awesome. Well,
so,
thank you guys.
Happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody. And as always, just let us know on Instagram, Facebook. We have a Pinterest board. You can email us.
Tweet us.
Yeah, and let us know how your Christmases have gone. And what are your frustrations and how have you overcome them this year? We would love to know. Thank you guys so much. Love you.
Bye.